Good morning, K-Sue.
Josie?
Yes?
Phil Vassar?
Phil, how are you?
What in the world are you doing?
You know, just messing around, looking like I'm working. Popping around on Facebook, all that good stuff.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, that's good. Something to do.
Well, the better question is, what are you doing?
I'm just drinking some coffee, walking around the house, and hanging out. Talking to you now.
Nice.
How's it going out there?
It's going really well. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, when you say home, which home are you at?
Well, I'm in Nashville.
Okay.
We just got back yesterday from the West Coast. We were in L.A. and Phoenix and Denver and New Orleans this week. It was a long week.
Jeez.
I'm glad to be home. It's very nice.
Of course, you've been singing all week long.
I have. That's what I do.
Performing, kinda. Going on tour.
Yeah, we have been. We're doing a lot of traveling right now. We're actually going to be in the Midwest coming up. We're I think next week we're in Chicago two nights, and we're doing somewhere else. What are we doing? Nebraska or something.
Oh, Nebraska or something.
How come we're not out there? What's
I know. Deal? I think you should be. We're going to have to either road trip across the river to Nebraska or drive all the way across the state to Iowa or to Illinois in Chicago.
I think you should.
That'd be fantastic.
How far are you from there?
From Chicago, it's about 8.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. It's worth it, though. I mean, to see Phil Vassar sing. Hello.
Well, come on.
Now, are you on tour with anyone in particular, any other bands, or...
Well, not really. I mean, we're just
doing your thing.
We're doing a lot of different shows with a lot of different folks, and you know, mostly headlining our own shows right now. But we just did a show with Alan Jackson the other night. That was pretty fun, and you know, I mean, jeez, it's just crazy summertime festivals and stuff like that. So you never know who you're going to be on stage with. I mean, we did a show with Sammy Hagar the other night. It was fun.
Oh my goodness, nice.
Really fun.
I bet it was. I bet that was a hard party afterwards, wasn't it?
These guys have a lot of fun.
Now, I've always wanted to kind of get inside your head, actually, and talk to you about, now, how do you decide which songs you're going to record? Of course, you have a new one, Don't Miss Your Life.
Right.
And you wrote that.
I wrote that.
So how do you decide which songs you write and are going to give up to other artists and which ones you're going to record yourself?
Well, you know, it's just kind of, there's no method to that madness. You know, when I first tried to get a record deal, I had a big, you know, an album full of material, and then nobody would let me record it. They said, well, you know, you're a piano player, and it doesn't really work. You need to start playing guitar, and you need to start letting other people write your songs. Your songs aren't that good. So, anyway, that's what I was hearing. And then all my buddies who were artists, Alan Jackson and McGraw and Kenny Chesney and, you know, Jody Messina, all these people said, look, man, I love your songs. Can I record them? So I said, well, you might as well. And then all of a sudden I had big hits with these things, and all of a sudden everybody thought I was a genius, you know. So
what would you say is the best song that you've ever wrote? I'm sure it's hard. They got to be like your babies, but the best song.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's just hard to say. It's always the latest one, you know.
Yeah.
It's always the latest one. And, I mean, Don't Miss Your Life is definitely one of my, you know, one of the best I've written, I think, in a long time. But I think you just, you know, every day you get up and you know, you go to that piano, pick up the guitar or whatever, and you just say, you know, I'm going to try to write a song today. So that's what happens.
And all your songs are so relatable and sentimental. And, I mean, did that come from personal experience, Don't Miss Your Life?
Well, that one did. I mean, I was talking to a guy on an airplane, and he said, man, I just retired, and I'm on my way to see my grandkids. I didn't see my kids very much. I was always working.
Aww.
Don't miss that stuff. Don't work all the time. It ain't worth it. You know, no matter how much money you make, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I kind of sat there, and I was sitting on the plane. I looked at my iPhone, and I'm scrolling through my pictures of my kids, and I'm going, wait a minute. I'm not in any of these pictures. These are the pictures they send me from the first day of school, from their dances, from their talent shows, whatever. And so this guy's exactly right. So anyway, so I just picked it up a pen and started writing down Don't Miss Your Life.
So your family really does influence a lot of your writing.
Well, I mean, it absolutely does.
Your two little
girls.
It
really, really does. I think I you know, it's all you think about, you know, when you're, you know, I love, I mean, I get up in the mornings, I get them up, I just took them to school, now I'm sitting here drinking coffee. And so it's just part of my life. When I'm home, it's what it is. It's about them. And, you know, it's just, I tell you what, those girls, they'll grab your heart.
Oh, I bet. And they'll also drive you crazy. I have six little nieces, so.
Yeah, I'm about to get to that point, teenage years and all that. Wow. I'm going, oh, my Lord, have mercy. What have I gotten myself into?
I'm sure that the songs will change a little bit when you're going through those things.
Yeah. I'll be doing more drinking songs coming up.
So now you said you're going to be coming up in Chicago and also in Nebraska very soon. What can we expect next from you, Phil?
Well, you know, we're cutting the record and, of course, touring like crazy. And we're just out having some fun right now. This is we've got another, top 40 song. So we're just kind of cruising along. But it's really good. We're just, hopefully the record will be out the end of summer, early fall. And we're going to be touring to support it and just getting on with it. I'm telling you, we need to get up into your neck of the woods. I mean, you guys need to get us up there so we can rock. I think the last time I was there, it was snowing like crazy. Well, which is not surprising, but it gets pretty snowy up there. But it was, I'll tell you what, it's always fun.
Oh, definitely. We would love to see you here in Siouxland. It's been pretty hot lately, so I think that might be a little better, for your tan and things like that. We can accommodate that this summer.
That's what I'm talking
about. So definitely, hopefully we'll see you soon here, Phil. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks for having me on this morning. I really do appreciate it, honey. I really do. Thank you so much.
We're looking forward to that album.
Well, thank you very much.
Have fun touring. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.